A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.
Thanks for joining us for our special hour of coverage, Supply Chain Shock on Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio, brought to you by Volkswagen Southtown. People across the country are getting their Christmas shopping done early. In fact, about 50% of shoppers are getting a head start a little earlier than normal this year. However, even as the early birds are getting out there, they are facing obstacles. And of course, what does that have to do with the supply chain? Art Raymond from Deseret News joins us to discuss the impact the supply chain crisis is having on consumers and how Utah businesses are trying to get around the problem. Art is a great writer, covers the technology sector and all things innovation for Deseret.com. Art, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, great to be with you, boys.
Hey, you did a deep dive on terms of some of these early birds. I was joking with our friend Robert Spendlove in the first segment that I used to always complain about those who were doing their Christmas shopping in July, and it turns out that that might have been the right move this year.
Yeah, it really might have. You know, I feel a small sense of guilt that we're even having to have this conversation right now, but it is just the functional reality of what's going on right now. And it's certainly the case we've all been reading, and you're digging into supply chain issues in your show today. It's a problem, and the sort of overriding encouragement from, you know, retailers across every industry is get it done early, because what you're after may not be there if you wait.
Yeah, I heard one report this morning saying that one toy shop was predicting they wouldn't have a single Lego brick in the store by the time they got to November. What are you seeing in terms of local impact here in terms of that supply chain?
Well, there's concern, but I think it's a measured caution. Mm-hmm. You know, what's going on right now isn't a problem that's been sprung on businesses. Many, you know, retailers, and it's important to remember this is also a manufacturing issue.
Right.
They've been, you know, sort of strategizing for how to navigate these circumstances with what is a super critical time for retailers, and of course, a little bit ahead of that, super critical time for manufacturers. Lots of different strategies, kind of depending on what arena you're in. Big business groups, Utah business groups like the World Trade Center Utah and Salt Lake Chamber, have been convening meetings with business owners and experts to offer some advice. There's work underway to create some sort of purchase co-ops. You know, you sort of start parsing, you know, some of the impacts these supply chain issues have had. One kind of great pullout little data piece is that the container themselves, the big metal box in which all of these goods are packed, whether you're exporting or importing, you know, previously were a $3,000 or in that arena to rent or lease for your shipping needs. It's now a $20,000 item. So that's just one little litmus test of how bad things have gotten. But, you know, it's the one, you know, local business that I spoke to, King's English Bookstore, has just front-loaded their sort of inventory buying schedule. That was on the advice of book distributors and publishers, who just let them know, hey, order now. If you wait, we can't guarantee delivery. In fact, we can tell you now, you know, what we've got in hand is what we'll have through the season.
Yeah.
So lots of work to make sure that the shelf stays stocked. And of course, is what, for a lot of businesses, a make it or break it time of year.
Yeah. And obviously, as a lot of the Utah lawmakers and federal, state, everybody's looking at it, trying to figure it out. You mentioned Salt Lake Chamber, World Trade Center, Utah. I've also been getting groups together. We'll have Miles Hansen from World Trade Center Utah will be joining us coming up here at 1:50 to kind of get that international in terms of exporters and importers from the state of Utah, how this is all impacting them. If you're just joining us, we have Art Raymond on the line. Great piece on Deseret.com talking about some of these things. And Art, I wanted to get your perspective. A lot of the early analysis, and you reported this in your piece, a lot of predictions were, hey, this holiday season is going to be up 10 to 13% over last year. But is there going to be anything to buy with that kind of pent up a little bit of extra cash on hand and desires to go out and do? But is there going to be stuff to actually go do it with?
Yeah, it seems like a mixed message, right? And I tried to parse it as best I could. And I think one of the interesting things, if you kind of look into what market watchers are predicting, yes, 2020 was a booming year, and most analysts right now are predicting, a pretty decent, lift in 2021 holiday season of 10 to 13%. That was the figure released in a recent Wells Fargo report. But, yes, inventory excess issues may be a challenge, but behind that, you've got a buying public that continues to be, for the most part, of course, lots of folks still remain, out of work or waiting out the pandemic or for whatever reason. But for a lot of people, most people, they continue to have a lot of savings. People are stashing money at, near record rates still. Stimulus money is still in a lot of people's bank accounts, mm-hmm. and they're ready to buy. And it also continues to be the case that some of those service purchases or travel and things like that remained still suppressed, under current market conditions, could lead to bigger Christmas holiday spending budgets. And I think that's what analysts believe is going to drive another banner year.
Yeah. And before I let you go, I want to get your strategic mind, because I know you do deep dives before you ever hit the keys to start punching out a story. And that is, what are we missing in this? What's something that maybe is just a little off the radar, whether it's impacting the supply chain itself and that crisis, or what we might be seeing in terms of deals for Black Friday and kind of that what used to be the beginning of the big season? What are we not looking at that we should be at least aware of as we roll into this next season?
I think this goes to your question. One thing that I've heard from several people is that this whole sort of, bundle of circumstances that we've all navigated in this past year and a half have maybe led to a little more buyer discretion. And a few people have told me they think that there's going to be a move toward sort of meaningful purchases and people really looking to sort of elevate their games, so to speak, and that the more sort of disposable or of the minute, toy and game and sort of fun purchases may be a little less vibrant than they've been just because of a collectively altered mindset.
Oh, I love that. Maybe a little more meaning, a little more intention.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Right? But it's a great sentiment.
You're also giving me a warning that this is not the year to procrastinate to the end. You're buying.
It's a warning for all of us, man. I'm trying to figure it out myself.
All right. Great insight as always. Art Raymond covers technology and innovation for Deseret.com. He's got a great piece up there today, talking about what is happening as part of our in-depth look here at what's happening on the front in terms of the economy, inflation, the supply chain. There's a lot to it, and there's much more to come. And with prices up and the shelves empty in some spots, or some holes in those shelves for sure, a lot of people are pointing fingers and placing blame anywhere they can find it. Some are even looking at the president. Can the president fix this? Eric Bain from Reason Magazine joins us next as we continue our special hour coverage, Supply Chain Shock, on KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.